Have you ever found yourself at a crossroads grappling with questions about leadership, seeking valuable management tips, or longing for insights from lived experiences? Welcome to Wisdom with Charlie Perkins, where we navigate the intricate landscape of life and delve into its intersection with every aspect of your existence. Now, here's your host, Charlie Perkins, as he unfolds engaging stories and valuable insights on the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast.
So asking for help is basically the worst, right? I have never seen it on one of those top 10 lists of things people fear, like public speaking and death. But I'm pretty sure it actually belongs there, even though in many ways it's foolish for us to be afraid to admit that we need help, whether it's from a loved one or a friend or from a coworker or even from a stranger. Somehow, it always feels just a little bit uncomfortable and embarrassing to ask for help. This is, of course, why most of us try to avoid asking for help whenever it is humanly possible. My father was one of those legions of fathers who, I swear, would rather drive through an alligator-infested swamp than actually ask someone for help getting back to the road. I remember when I was a kid, we took a family vacation. We drove from our home in Chicago to my grandmother's house in Memphis. I remember one time we got badly lost, and my mother and I pleaded with him to please just pull over and ask someone for directions back to the highway. And my dad absolutely refused, and in fact, assured us that we were not lost. He just always wanted to know what was over here. So if we're going to ask for help, and we have to, we all do, practically every day, the only way we're going to even begin to get comfortable with it is to get good at it. This increases the chances that when you ask someone for help, they will actually say yes. And not only that, but they're going to find it satisfying and rewarding to help you. That way, they'll be motivated to continue to help you in the future. Research has shed a lot of light on why it is that sometimes people say yes to our request for help and why sometimes they say no. Let me start by saying right now that if you need help, you will have to ask for it out loud, okay? We all suffer from something psychologists call the illusion of transparency to some extent. Basically, the mistaken belief that our thoughts, feelings, and needs are really obvious to other people. This is not true, but we believe it. And so we just mostly stand around waiting for someone to notice our needs and then spontaneously offer to help us with it. This is a really, really bad assumption. In fact, it is difficult to tell what your needs are, and even the people close to you often struggle to understand how they can support you. I have had to adopt the habit of asking my wife multiple times a day, "Are you okay? Do you need anything?" Because she is so, so bad at signaling when she needs someone's help. And it's really annoying to me that when we're out shopping and she can't find something, she hates asking the store clerks for help. So if you need help, you're going to have to ask for it. And by the way, even when someone can tell that you need help, how do they know that you want it? Did you ever try to give unsolicited help to someone who, it turns out, did not actually want your help in the first place? They can get nasty real quick. I remember when, true story, years ago, I took my teenage daughter to shop for clothes for school. And I decided to give her some unsolicited help about her shopping. Now, I happen to think that she looks amazing in bright colors. She tends to prefer sort of darker, more neutral tones, but also thought that that skirt should be a little bit longer, closer to the knees. And so I said very helpfully that I thought maybe she could pick out some things on the rack that were more acceptable. And she looked at me and said, "Daddy, please." So I took my happy self over to find a seat as she finished shopping. And if looks could kill, I would not be talking to you right now. We can't blame other people for not just spontaneously offering to help us when we don't know that that's what is wanted. In fact, research shows that 90% of the help that coworkers give one another in the workplace is in response to explicit request for help. So you're going to have to say the words, "I need your help," right? There's no getting around it. Now, to be good at it, to make sure that people actually do help you when you ask for it, there are a few things that are very helpful to keep in mind. First thing, when you ask for help, be very specific about the help you want and why. Vague, sort of indirect requests for help actually aren't very helpful to the helper. We don't actually know what it is you want from us, and just as important, we don't know whether or not we can be successful in giving you the help, because nobody wants to give bad help. The second tip, this is really important. Please avoid disclaimers, apologies, and bribes. Really, really important. So, do any of these sound familiar? "I'm so sorry that I have to ask you for this. I really hate bothering you with this. If I had any way of doing this without your help, I would." Sometimes it feels like people are so eager to prove that they're not weak and greedy when they ask you for help, they're completely missing out on how uncomfortable they're making you feel. And by the way, how am I supposed to find it satisfying to help you if you really hated having to ask me for help? And while it's perfectly acceptable to pay strangers to do things for you, you need to be very careful when it comes to incentivizing your friends and coworkers. When you have a relationship with someone, helping one another is actually a natural part of that relationship. It's how we show one another that we care. If you introduce incentives or payments into that, what can happen is it starts to feel like it isn't a relationship. It feels like a transaction. And that is experienced as distancing, which ironically makes people less likely to help you. So a spontaneous gift after someone gives you some help to show your appreciation and gratitude, perfectly fine. An offer to pay your best friend to help you move into your new apartment is not. Okay, third rule, and I really mean this one. Please do not ask for help over email or text. Really, please don't. My grandson used to text me, "Papa, can you cash app me $50? No, pick up the phone and ask me. Email and text are impersonal, and I realize sometimes there's no alternative, but mostly what happens is we like to ask for help over email and text because it feels less awkward for us to do so. You know what else feels less awkward over email and text? Telling you no. And it turns out there's research to support this. In-person requests for help are 30 times more likely to get a yes than a request made by email. So when something is really important, you really need someone's help, make FaceTime to make the request or use your phone as a phone to ask for the help that you need. And here's my last tip today, and it's probably the one that is most overlooked when it comes to asking for help. When you ask someone for their help and they say yes, follow up with them afterward. There's a common misconception that what's rewarding about helping is the act of helping itself. This is not true. What is rewarding about helping is knowing that your help landed, that it had impact, that you were effective. If I have no idea how my help affected you, how am I supposed to feel about it? I have written many letters of recommendation for people to get jobs or get into school, And probably about 95% of them, I have no idea what happened. Now, how do I feel about taking the time and effort to do that when I have no idea if I helped you, if it helped you get the thing that you wanted? In fact, this idea of feeling effective is part of why certain kinds of donor appeals are so persuasive. Because they allow you to really vividly imagine the effect that your help is going to have. So take something like the United Way. I love giving to my local United Way because those funds help build my community. There's also Donors Choose. You go online, you can choose the individual teacher by name whose classroom that you're going to be able to help by literally buying the specific items they've requested, like microscopes or laptops or flexible seating. An appeal like that makes it so easy for me to imagine the good that my money will do, that I actually get an immediate sense of effectiveness the minute I commit to giving. But you know what else they do? They follow up. So donors to the United Way or Donors Choose get letters from the kids in the classroom. They get pictures. They get to know that they made a difference. And this is something we need to all be doing in our everyday lives, especially if we want people to continue to give us help over the long term. Take time to tell your colleague that the help they gave you really helped you land that big sale, or helped you get that interview that you were really hoping to get. Take time to tell your partner that the support they gave you really made it possible for you to get through a tough time. Take time to tell your cat sitter that you're super happy that for some reason this time, the cats didn't break anything while you were away. And so they must have done a really good job. Look, the bottom line is this. I know. Believe me, I know that it's not an easy task to ask for help. We're all a little bit afraid to do it. It makes us feel vulnerable. But the reality of modern work and modern life is that nobody does it alone. Nobody succeeds in a vacuum. More than ever, we have to rely on other people for their support and collaboration to succeed. So when you need help, ask for it. Out loud. When you do, do it in a way that increases your chances of getting a yes and makes the other person feel awesome for having helped you because you both deserve it. Have a blessed week, everybody.
Podcast enthusiasts, we appreciate your time listening to the Wisdom with Charlie Perkins podcast, brought to you by Perkins Video and Photography and available on all major podcast platforms. Wisdom with Charlie Perkins invites you to follow us by including our podcast in your favorite playlist. Follow us and remember to share your thoughts by leaving a review on your preferred podcast platform. Happy listening.